يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسمى فاكتبوه وليكتب بينكم كاتب بالعدل ولا يأب كاتب أن يكتب كما علمه الله فليكتب وليملل الذي عليه الحق وليتق الله ربه ولا يبخس منه شيئا فإن كان الذي عليه الحق سفيها أو ضعيفا أو لا يستطيع أن يمل هو فليملل وليه بالعدل واستشهدوا شهيدين من رجالكم فإن لم يكونا رجلين فرجل وامرأتان ممن ترضون من الشهداء أن تضل إحداهما فتذكر إحداهما الأخرى ولا يأبى الشهداء إذا ما دعوا ولا تسأموا أن تكتبوه صغيرا أو كبيرا إلى أجله ذلكم أقسط عند الله وأقوم للشهادة وأدنى ألا ترتابوا إلا تكون تجارة إلا أن تكون تجارة حاضرة تديرونها بينكم فليس عليكم جناح ألا تكتبوها وأشهدوا إذا تبايعتم ولا يضار كاتب ولا شهيد وإن تفعلوا فإنه فسوق بكم واتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله والله بكل شيء عليم.
O you who have faith in Allah and follow His Messenger, when you enter a transaction that involves a debt, such as when you give a loan to one another for a fixed period, then write it down. The person who is able to write should write it down fairly and in accordance with the sacred law, and should not refuse to write down the debt in accordance with what Allah has taught him about writing justly. He should write what is dictated by the person against whom the right is so that it serves an acknowledgement from him. He should be mindful of Allah and not reduce anything from the value or description of the debt. If the debtor is not experienced in undertaking transactions, young, insane, or is not able to dictate due to being mute or for some other reason, then his authoritative guardian should dictate with fairness. Also, call two sane and upright men as witnesses. If two men are not found, then call one man and two women, those religion and honesty you are satisfied with, so that if one of the women forgets, the other can remind her. The witness should not refuse to be a witness to a debt and must testify if required. Do not be lazy to write down the debt, no matter how small the amount, as this is more just than Allah's law, more reliable as evidence and more likely to remove any doubt in the type, amount or period of the debt. However, if the transaction is for an item that is present in exchange for a spot price, there is no harm in not writing down, since there is no need to do so. Calling witnesses is legislated so that disputes do not arise. It is unlawful to cause any harm to the witnesses or the ones who write, nor may they cause any harm to those who request them to write or stand witness. If anyone causes harm, he is going against Allah's sacred law. O people of faith, be mindful of Allah by fulfilling His instructions and avoiding His prohibitions. Allah will teach you what is best for you in this world and the afterlife. Allah knows everything, and nothing is hidden from Him. Beneficial points. Debts and all commercial transactions should be recorded to prevent any disagreement or dispute. Transactions involving debt and all types of leases must have fixed periods. The sacred law commands guardianship over those who are not able to look after their affairs due to being disabled, weak-minded, or minors. There should be witnesses to acknowledgments of debts and rights. The best and most just way to write is to use the correct phrases and words relevant to the transaction. No one should be harmed when recording debts and rights by the holders of such rights or those that record or witness them.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ وَلَمْ تَجِدُوا كَاتِبًا فَرِهَانٌ مَقْبُوضَةٌ فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اؤْتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ وَلَا تَكْتُمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُهُ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ.
If you are traveling and do not find anyone who can write down the debt for you, then the debtor can give a property to the creditor as a security for his right until the debt is paid. If you trust one another, it is not necessary to write the debt down, call witnesses, or give a promise. In such cases, the debt will be the responsibility of the debtor, which he must fulfill and be mindful of Allah regarding it by not denying it later. If he later denies it, then the person who was present at the time of the transaction must give evidence and may not hide it. If anyone should hide evidence, it indicates that his heart is sinful. Allah knows what you do. Nothing is hidden from Him, and He will reward you for your actions.
لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَإِن تُبْدُوا مَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَوْ تُخْفُوهُ يُحَاسِبْكُم بِهِ اللَّهُ فَيَغْفِرُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ وَيُعَذِّبُ مَن يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
To Allah belongs everything that is in the heavens and earth. He created, owns, and controls all of it. Whether you show or hide what is in your hearts, Allah knows about it and will call you to account for it. Then He will forgive whomever He wishes out of His grace and mercy, and He will punish whomever He wishes out of His wisdom and justice. Allah is able to do all things.
آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير.
The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, believes in everything that was revealed to him by his Lord, as do the believers. All of them believe in Allah, all His angels, all His books that He revealed to the various prophets, and all His messengers that He sent. They believe in such messengers without making any distinction between them. They say, "We have heard your instructions and prohibitions, and we obey you by following your instructions and leaving your prohibitions. We ask you to forgive us, O Lord, for in all our matters we return to you alone."
لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لها ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تَحْمِلْ عَلَيْنَا إِصْرًا كَمَا حَمَلْتَهُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِنَا رَبَّنَا وَلَا تُحَمِّلْنَا مَا لَا طَاقَةَ لَنَا بِهِ وَاعْفُ عَنَّا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين.
Allah only burdens a person with actions that he is able to do. Allah's religion is based on ease and not difficulty. If any person does good, he will receive the reward for it in full. If any person does evil, he will receive the punishment for the sin he committed and no one will carry it for him. The messenger and the believers said, "O Lord, do not punish us if we forget or make a mistake in doing something or saying something unintentionally. O Lord, do not burden us with that which is difficult for us and which we are unable to do, as you had tasked those before us who were punished for their wrongs. Do not give us such instructions and prohibitions which are difficult for us and which we are unable to fulfill. By your grace, overlook our sins. Forgive us and have mercy on us. You are our guardian and helper, so give us victory over the disbelievers." Beneficial points. A promise should be taken to secure rights if it is not possible to record them, unless the contracting parties trust one another. It is forbidden to hide evidence, and the person who does so is sinful. Allah's knowledge and awareness of His creation is perfect. He is completely able to call them to account for their actions. The verses describe the essentials of faith and explain their fundamentals. This religion is based on ease and removal of harm and difficulty from people. Allah only burdens people with what they are able to do and will not make them accountable for what they cannot do.